I am Budstein of Budstein, Budstein, and Peck, the Legal Eagle. From your favorite show, Elite 8 Showdown. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please visit professionalcasual.com and go fuck yourself, damn.
Okay, so I don't know why we're here. What's going on?
You're familiar with the Discord, right?
Well, yeah, of course, I'm a member.
Yeah, sure you are, Ice Dan. But yeah, no, Chuck made some statement. He tagged a whole bunch of people and said if someone bought a certain amount of Elite 8 Showdown merch, that Chuck was going to actually bring the show back.
Yeah, but he never keeps his word.
Yeah, that's super fair. I mean, same, but like, yeah, I didn't expect it either. But, you know, here we are. The power's turned back on. The statue has not been polished. It's actually really grungy, but we can get some CLR or something for that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We don't have any money.
No. And we actually don't even own the show anymore either.
What?
So, yeah. The only thing that was actually still in the merch store was actual stock in Elite 8 Showdown. And X-Pax has bought it all.
He bought all the stock to the show?
Yeah, that's why it's back. Chuck was like, hey, if someone, you know, blows $150, granted, he's super overpaid for that stock. But yeah, he owns a controlling share now of specifically Elite 8 Showdown Incorporated, which I was unaware was even incorporated.
Okay, so we have to bring the show back.
For at least 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Why am I here?
Honestly, great question. I was hoping you wouldn't be.
Wow.
No, not like that, but more of like a oh, I don't want to bother you with this or see you or talk to you.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No. Okay. Well, I guess I'll have we told him yet?
Have we told Chuck?
Yeah. Have you seen him? Like, it's been like 2 years.
It's not May. No, I haven't seen him. It's been well over a year at this point.
I'm very concerned.
Yeah. Listen, he just posts Hasbun Hotel TikToks. And granted, I like him. I love that show. So, like, that's been really my
good.
Only interaction.
It's a but really he's like, good show.
It really is. It's sorry. Sorry. But Tracy, it really
don't
is.
Don't assume my gender.
Yep. Nope. That's on me. Listen, it's been a while, right? It's been years.
That's true. It is. It could be fun to get the gang back together.
No, probably not. But no, like,
probably he's very still angry.
Yeah. Well, he's contractually obligated to be angry, just like, unfortunately, we are contractually, supposed to be here or whatever. Right.
Okay. Okay. So. Well, I don't feel safe being here.
Did you feel safe beforehand?
I never, listen, I've had a lot of very questionable letters mailed to my house.
Yeah. That was one of his better campaigns.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like, which like in his premise, by the way, like I know like it affected you and your family and you no longer have a mailbox or a dog. But like the fact that he was like, hey, you guys know Tracy, right? And how she has this P.O. box. G, West Oneonta, New York, 13861. You've heard of glitter bombs, right? Just take the glitter part out. And I do apologize for that, even though I was not responsible.
I appreciate that. I'm glad somebody is finally owning up.
No, I don't mean it, but like...
Oh, okay. Wow.
But
okay.
We can probably just get this done with.
Shall I? I guess I could go and like turn the insurance back on and figure out the marketing and all that stuff. So
wait, were we insured before?
Yeah. Pet insurance. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
I needed someone to protect my baby. Come on, Tim. You signed off on it.
I forgot. Wow. That brings me back and that fills me with a lot of anger. Yeah, no. Yep. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
I do like insurance.
I have heard that. Mm-hmm. I've heard that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Well, good luck. Hopefully he doesn't kill you.
Listen, we're not holding our breath. That's for sure.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Tim?
Chuck.
We have 10 episodes.
Yep.
Well, I guess you better roll that intro.
LEA Showdown.
Is that because we probably don't have the drop or the normal drop anymore?
I have no idea.
That's super fair. All right. You ready? It's been a while. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and squirrels, your eyes, your ears, they do not deceive you.
Well, your eyes do. This is podcast only.
What? No, they're like looking at their phone. They're like, there's no fucking way after 2 years, this motherfucker's bringing an episode back.
There's one thing we're known for. It's not holding our word. So
that's absolutely true. Exactly.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Welcome to Impact Cast on Planet God Dang Earth. We pick anything and everything to face off in an 8-subject bracket elimination tournament. This, I swear to God, is Elite Eight Showdown for 10 fucking episodes.
Yeah.
I cannot believe we have to do this. Who the fuck is X Paxis and why does he have money?
Well, first off, his name's Buffalo Spinshot Dad Paxis. I did kind of take the liberty of giving him a big chucker name after the show ended.
Yep.
And then I...
Yeah, because for like 2 years, he'd been fucking asking me to give him a fucking big chucker name. And I was like, listen, bud, you signed up after.
Here's the good news. You know, as far as people understanding that we don't keep our word or do anything that we say we're going to do. You gave me all the big chucker cards.
Accurate.
I maybe had a couple drinks one night. And started writing out big chucker cards for X-Paxis. So he has three.
Okay.
As you do. And when I went to LVO to actually hand him the cards, I was like, listen, man, I brought them. I definitely remembered. They're in my bag. And he's like, no, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're here. I'm sure you'll give them to him. Yep. He didn't even believe that I brought him there. And I totally did.
To be fair, if I was a betting man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We broke DraftKings that day. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, whew. I would have lost tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars. This, of course, is a Elite Eight Showdown.
I am your host.
Prepare your fucking ears.
A big chuck. Yeah, there we go.
There it is. And I am joined once again by my comrade, my cohort, my co-conspirator. Fuck. Forgot what I wrote. More importantly, my co-host, Tim. He believes in the comic book rundown kill count logic, therefore 9/11 only counts as two kills. France.
Wow. All right. Starting strong with a 9/11 middle name for Tim. All right. Elite Eight Showdown is apparently back.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We should probably go over the things we're not supposed to talk about during the episodes.
Whatever.
9/11 apparently ain't one of them, but...
Shout out to my ex.
Shout out to my ex.
Trade Towers. Is it too soon?
You know, I don't know.
It's been 13 years.
Yeah, Instagram doesn't seem to act like...
it's been 23. Oh, my God, we're old.
Yeah, we're fucking old, dude.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Nice beard, by the way.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm
glad you got it. It's growing back. Yeah, listen, man, it'll get there.
Why? Why did you remove it?
Do you really want to know?
You always take it off, and every time you're just like, this was a poor choice.
Yeah, it was. It was a poor choice. Uh-huh. Episode 200 of Kapapa. I was like, I'm going to cosplay as Lucky. I'm going to clean shave, and I'll put contacts in, wear a blonde wig, and a wizard robe.
I just saw a clip of that and was very confused of what was going on.
Yeah, JB kept looking at me. He's like, I hate you. This is stupid. You're awful. I've never heard JB be mean before. Uh-huh. He like sent me a message afterwards apologizing, like after the recording that night. He's like, man, I'm sorry. I didn't like I meant it, but like,
yeah,
I'm sorry. I said it out loud to your face a whole bunch of times repeatedly for 3 hours.
This is the thing I love and hate about JB. Is that like I normally am a person that is just like, no, you stand strong. If you hate something, you say you hate something, you don't go back on it, and you double down.
Yeah, he definitely didn't apologize for hating it.
Right. That's what I love and hate about it. It's like, you think he's going to do it, and then he doesn't. Also, he looks fucking cursed as hell with, like, actual hair.
Yeah.
And no hat.
He looks like one of those babies that was, like, late term and got born anyway with a full head of hair, but it comes out in, like, a cone shape.
That is disgustingly accurate. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I felt it was pretty spot on.
Yeah. So shout out to X-Paxis, who is stupid.
That's no.
I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Listen, 9/11 jokes are okay.
Yeah. We don't talk negatively about our fans. We don't
rag on X-Pax this year.
I will say, the one true fan. The one true fan.
Dude, for real.
Because
Dan Surrected.
Yeah. Is that really what I heard you say that earlier on stream.
That's what he called it. He's like, listen, okay. Not only, first of all,
yeah.
He went back through the archives, right?
As you do.
And listened to all of Elite Eight Showdown and was like, you know what? I don't think this was Danceled. I think this was Tim Quinceled, which Tim Quinceled shirt on the store.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it. How's that so?
You know, better than Gapapa shirts. That's for sure.
That's fair.
But no. Yeah. So it's been Danceracted.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Our bracket today, Tim.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Actually, yeah. For your opening, I got like chills down my spine.
Did you?
I was like, I'm pretty excited.
So, fun fact. Mm-hmm. I do a different show. I'm on Rundown Reviews.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, fair. No one else has either. I know the download count.
No, but seriously, Comic Book Rundown here at the network every Friday. Joe Nair and Ron Haynes do some dope stuff, probably.
It is literally just me, Ron, and Joe talking about comic book movies now. They don't even do the comic books anymore.
Honestly, it's kind of cool, though, to be fair.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And also, I realize I've become the cynical fan. Every movie I watch, I end up really not liking, unless it's specifically Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only thing I've rated high. Everything else has been mid.
Catwoman was a great movie. Halle Berry.
You're just trolling.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Fair. I do recommend it.
Right, really?
Yeah. It is Halle Berry looking like Halle Berry.
I mean, it's not Swordfish, though.
Yeah, that's, if you've seen Swordfish, you have no reason to see that. Yeah. You have no reason to see Catwoman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. That makes sense. Our bracket today, though, Tim.
I haven't seen Swordfish either, but...
You ever seen Codename Swordfish?
Is it Codename Swordfish?
It's code word.
I don't know.
Yeah, everyone just calls it Swordfish, but I believe it is actually code word Swordfish.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's about like pool or something, right?
Nope, that's a pool shark.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they're both fish.
In pools.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's closer than I thought.
Yeah, you're pretty there.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tim, if there's one thing that I never got to do prior to... you know, the show ending. It was beating the shit out of your 12-year-old son.
You actually know his age. That's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, but he was 12 back then.
He's 12 right now, but...
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. You just got his age wrong a whole lot.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're still 40, so... You know?
We've been off for 2 years. I'm still not 40 yet. I still have multiple years of the show being canceled before I'm 40.
Maybe.
It is factually a couple of years or more.
All right. You sure?
Yes. Well, probably not. What year is it? Yeah, I'm good.
2024 year of our Lord.
Yeah. Still more than 2 years away.
Okay. Well, slow down. maybe. Tim, if there's one thing I didn't get to do, and that was beat the shit out of your 12-year-old son, like I was promised I'd get to do and didn't. I need something. I need something real good to do in a fight. And I need you to decide this.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you are going to be crowning the coldest thing I can say or do while knocking someone out.
Ooh. Okay. I like that quite a bit.
Bracket number one, Tim. Brought to us by Built Bar. Built Bar still a sponsor?
Yeah, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. Head over to built.com?
Yeah.
Oh, good. They're still a sponsor. I was worried. I was worried that none of the sponsors would still be sponsors anymore.
None of them pay us money.
Okay.
But like...
It's almost like these MLMs are a bunch of bullshit, you know?
No. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Head over to our TikTok shop.
Nothing on the TikTok shop.
Oh, we should put stuff up there.
Yeah, probably. We actually like to ship it, though. You know how bad I am actually mailing things.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
Tim will deliver it directly to you at Adepticon if you order anything off the TikTok shop.
Oh, yeah. As long as Lindsay remembers to pack it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, solely Lindsay's responsibility. That's what
I'm saying. Oh, it is. Yeah, you put it on somebody else.
Yeah, that's admin bullshit. 1,000%. That's admin bullshit.
I was in a raid earlier, and wow, and it was going poorly. And I was a raid leader. I'd never done the raid before. I was just pretending like I had to get people in there.
Oh, fair.
Definitely switch the raid lead to somebody else and be like, yo, this raid leader's a dickbag.
I'm proud of you.
Can't believe this failed with this raid leader.
Wow.
Yeah.
My most toxic trait is in Helldivers 2.
I just bought that today.
Oh, did you? Sweet, because I play with a bunch of people and it's super fucking rad.
Is it?
Yeah.
It looks super great.
It's literally Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
It's the best fucking thing in the world.
With memes, effectively. Like, yeah. It's like, it's tongue-in-cheek Starship Troopers.
Yeah. No. We'll get there, but Starship Troopers is satire, and nobody got that.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame.
But this is I'm
doing my part,
right? And the point of Helldivers is like, it's memeing the fact that nobody gets it. Like that's the point.
Ooh, that's real.
It really leans into a really good. But my favorite thing to do, and you can do this too, is when the extract shuttle comes, kill everyone in your party, and then jump on so they lose all the XP. Well, they lose a majority of XP.
So I've known that this game was perfect for stream, by the way, like Toxic Tim Redemptions, like
this is solid. 100%.
I've been putting it off for a while and I don't know why.
Oh, it's very stupid perfect. Of you. Yeah, it's perfect for you.
Yep.
It's everything you want and more. And it's encouraged and people love you for it. People still want a game with you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm into that. I don't know if I'm good into positive reinforcement for the habits that I have.
Oh, no. They'll call you just the worst names the entire time. Oh,
okay, good.
But
good.
Servers, they're kind of hard to find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to, there's just everything. Bracket number one, Tim.
Yeah.
It's booping them on the nose. Yep. Versus slowly wiping the blood off of their face.
So... Oh man, this is kind of no contest.
Yeah.
Like emasculating, demeaning, just booping someone on the nose when they're bloody and on the floor after you've beaten the ever living hell out of them.
Boop, boop.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Look at my big guy.
But I mean, your little button. Little boop button.
Got your nose.
But you're telling me if you didn't just like, just ever so slightly, just like just wipe the blood off their lip.
So like legitimately, like, listen, I'm already back in the mode, right?
Yeah, sure.
The description of the bracket was the most cold thing you could do.
Oh, that's true.
If you wipe their lip, like you're one of those dudes that like at dinner, you're like, oh, let me get that for you. And you like wipe their face or whatever. It's weird.
Yeah.
This isn't the weirdest thing to do. Oh, after okay. That's this is the actually, coldest thing to do.
Oh, this bracket's going to be rough then. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it,
booping got them. Yeah, yeah. That's cold.
That's cold.
That's cold. Not only did you lay them out.
Are you doing it before or after?
Ooh.
Are you going to boop them and then let them get one swing in and then you knock them out? Or do you knock them out and then boop them?
Yeah. So the pre-boop, like especially during like the face-off, like a UFC, like Joe Rogan's there, like slapping asses or whatever. And like... You boop them ahead of time. Like booping them beforehand is certainly like, you're going to get them riled up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Booping them afterwards and exclusively afterwards.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's real good.
Okay.
Real good. Okay. Next time I lay Dan out. Actually, I'm sure Danny boops Dan on the nose to keep him in place after she lays him out.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a humbling experience.
It is.
I would think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to the Coles.
Yeah. And just, shout out to Hell of a Boss. One of the greatest lines in that show. The world is Uranus.
Yeah.
Peg it honestly.
Oh, love that. I'm gonna put that in my signature on my emails at work.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Boop on the nose. Moves on. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm surprised. Bracket number two, Tim.
Yeah.
Brought to us by Rep Sports. That's REPPSports.com. Mm-hmm. They are still in business.
They are still in business.
I recently just ordered from them.
I sneak alcohol into the studio on a regular basis in my Ray's backpack.
Cooler. Oh, why do you sneak it? This is your studio.
I don't want people to know that I drink all the time here.
Oh, but it's only here.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like not bad.
Well, right. But like, I got to like walk in past the barber shop, which is a bunch of upstanding individuals. And the tattoo parlor. Bunch of like,
they seem nice,
incredibly upstanding individuals. Uh-huh. And Bearded Dragon, all alcoholics there.
Yeah.
But like, there's also the spa. And I'm like, I don't want them to see me carrying in a $4,
you don't want
3 gallon jug of vodka.
Sure. Because you wouldn't want these college sorority girls knowing that you have alcohol.
Yeah.
You could be turning bank though.
Dude, I'm like not quite 40 yet. Like college girls are like not my thing.
No, I'm saying you could turn this into a profitable thing by then flipping that bottle for like 10 bucks.
Yo, okay, yeah. I could sell shots for a couple bucks.
Yeah.
In a 3-gallon jug.
I mean, you already got the LED lights. It kind of looks like a bar in here. Like you open a little speakeasy.
Ooh, I play awful music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do.
Yeah, we can make some money.
You could just have these like.
We might be able to buy our stock back.
Oh my God. The redemption drops only happen at the Beats. Yeah.
Yeah, that's real good.
Yeah, I think you'd be all right.
It's not illegal to sell alcohol to kids, right?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, Ron would like it. Ron would watch. Bracket number 2-2. Mm-hmm. REPPSports.com. Use promo code professional casual. Check it out. Get 10% off your order.
I just threw out like a metric ton of Raise Energy, the single packets that have been in my back room since our first Adepticon.
I would have taken those.
They're bricked up pretty hard.
Yeah, they break up. You would have been fine.
Oh, probably would have been. Yeah,
I will say this. You were part of the club.
Mm-hmm. I was, yes.
Yeah.
Most of my reward wardrobe is from REPP Sports.
Still accurate. It's where I want right now.
You are or I am?
You're always wearing it, Tim.
Well, yeah.
In here. Your heart.
In your heart.
Exactly. I found like one of the secret flavor release things, and I wasn't sure if it was a hypersleep or an energy.
This is something I've discussed in length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because they don't put it on the fucking label the outside.
They put a serial number on it.
Right.
And then you have to like consult the bifold that came in the pack. Yeah, don't have them anymore.
Yeah.
I have found, I believe, I might be dyslexic here because I constantly question myself.
Naturally.
I think the black ones are caffeinated and the white ones are not. Or it's the other way around.
Oh, super fair. The thing is like, I don't want to take it as thinking it's a hypersleep thing.
Oh,
and then being up all night and vice versa, going to the gym thinking it's a pre-workout and then I'm snoozing.
Yeah. Hypersleep before the gym. Not one of the greatest calls you can make.
No.
Yeah. That's super fair. Hypersleep's so good though.
It's crack for sleeping.
Yeah.
It's telling them you're going to kick their ass, then showing them how to clean it and then wiping their ass with a dude wipe. Versus doing the silent finger after you've knocked them out.
Like to everybody else?
To everybody else. To
let them sleep?
Yeah, just like, nobody talks now.
Huh. So, like, gut reaction, it's the latter. Because once again, it's about disrespect.
Right. You don't think after knocking somebody out and then cleaning their ass with a singular dude wipe?
That's the thing. Like you brought the dude wipe
because
you knew you were going to have to wipe their ass off out the floor.
You didn't even bring the pack. You brought the single wipe out of the wallet.
I have two in my back left pocket at all times.
Yeah, same. I actually have them hidden in the public bathroom at my job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the ropiest fucking smear poops at my job.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I don't think I've pooped salad in years since Elite Eight Showdown went off the air.
Yeah, it's super fair.
I tried to hide some in the bathroom upstairs in the studio, but dude, that minister just comes in there and wipes me out every time.
Yep.
Shout out to your game minister.
Shout out to your game minister. That's hard to say.
It is.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I guess.
to be fair, we are suffering, so it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of smells.
Yeah, I went up there and like there was backdraft from where he flushed the toilet, and I was like, "Oh, this is the stall he used."
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, there's only one.
There's two stalls.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I only go in there to pee. I don't dare sit.
Oh yeah, I don't either. But it's always in the sink.
That's fair. I'm just saying for people who have keys to keep that door locked and closed, so people just can't walk in all the time, they prop it a lot.
Anthony, specifically at BeardedDragonGames.online, does in fact prop that door a lot.
Yeah.
Only when he's here, though. You know what days Anthony's here and what days he's not based on if that door is propped.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I mean, every 10 minutes having to get some, you know, gigantic pimple-faced crust magic dork the key because he's drinking 14 Mountain Dews and he can't stop pissing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame him. That key's fucking gross.
It is. And it sounds like a huge log, too.
Yeah. And they still lose it. That's the crazy part.
Dude, the amount of times I've gone up there and I have found the key in the bathroom door with that huge log on it is like, all right,
cool. What are we doing here?
I'll just throw this on the floor.
Accurate. Yep.
But I guess back to the bracket. I don't know, man. You bring up some good points. Yeah, the singular dude wipe thing. I was pretty committed to the other one.
Okay.
That like, shh, listen, he's got to sleep. He's a sleepy boy. Look at him. Look at that big sleepy boy down there. With his blood on the bracket.
Yep. That's where it is.
No, I think you've changed my mind there. Yeah, I think the first one. I think, coddling him afterwards. Very motherly.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go.
Okay. All right.
No one, when they're knocked out on the ground, wants you to wipe them.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
Wiping, being wiped is a very aggressive maneuver.
Having your cheeks spread in public is, again, a humbling experience. You know?
Yep.
And to be unconscious the entire time.
Yeah, to not be aware of it, to see the vine later.
Yeah,
the vine.
The vine, yeah.
The vine, yep.
Yep. World star?
World star!
You know? Real quick, what is the folder in your desk that says Pokemon Poisons? What?
Pokemon Fusions.
Oh, Fusions. It looked like a poison.
Here I was thinking I was the one that couldn't read.
Yeah.
But it's
you know I can't.
It's a ROM hack of one of the Pokemon games that just merges Pokemon together.
Okay.
And you get some absolute slights against God in there.
Okay. That's super fair.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yes. There's a TikTok that literally just runs that thing.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I do know this. Yep. That's pretty sweet.
Linda, anything with a diddle face is like top tier.
That's like, right. Yep. That tracks.
Guess what? You want to see Charizard as an NPC? Yeah. Here you go.
There you go. There it is. I was listening back to a few episodes because I legitimately just couldn't remember the intro and outro. It's a whole thing.
The fact that there was not a Discord message from me today with the brackets and stuff ahead of time, I was a little disappointed, I'll be fair.
I wrote this about 10 minutes before I got here.
Oh, it's not a lead I showed on if you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. I was taking a poop the whole time.
After Craig blew it up, too.
Good on you. I knew better. Knew better. And it was the part where you explained that a Rattata? Rattata could 1v1 Goku. There's like an iron sheath or something, or iron curtain. Yep. I don't remember. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that for you.
Well, okay.
Oh, dude, this show used to be really good.
It used to be
Holy shit. We had chemistry. Bracket number 310. Moving on.
Yep.
It's brought to us by Beer Drinking Game, still a sponsor?
Yes.
Oh, Beer Drinking Game's not online.
Once again, they've never paid us, but like, yes.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Fair. I mean, you got stuff. We're technically in their basement. I'm glad we got out of the Cole's basement to move into Beer Dragon.
Basement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. D. Dylan wrote a very good article for the Professional Casual website that ranked play experiences at different events.
Sure.
So there was like LVO kind of towards the bottom, super competitive. Everyone's sweaty. Adepticon. Actually pretty dope. Everyone's having a good time.
I liked Adepticon.
Bearded Dragon. Okay. The dumpster behind Bearded Dragon?
Oh, yeah.
Top of the list.
Dude, the best fucking place.
Do you want needles? They got needles there, man. What are they for? Who knows? They might be for hobby stuff. It might be for heroin. I don't know, man. Just stick them in. Have a good time.
Yeah. Whatever's in it, go with God.
That's right.
That's what Dr. D says.
You will be going somewhere.
It's spitting in their mouth.
Oh, okay. You almost got me there. Okay.
So close.
Mm-hmm.
It's spitting in their mouth. I don't know if I can get through this one. Versus jerking them off to get... Let me finish it.
Okay. Man, that's what he said.
It's jerking them off to get their semen sample so their significant other can artificially be inseminated, and they raise the kid to adulthood so you then knock out their kid too. It's not gay, Tim. It's not gay. All right? You are doing it to preserve the name and mm-hmm. the bloodline mm-hmm. so then you can whoop that ass too, Tim.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought spitting in my mouth was a clear contender.
Yeah.
And then you went straight up nemesis on me.
Accurate.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's the latter. I can't remember it, let alone speak that sentence.
I believe it was jerking them off to get their semen sample so their significant other can be artificially inseminated so they can raise the child to adulthood and you can knock that kid out too.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's that one.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, dude, spitting in your mouth.
Dude, it's knocking somebody out and then holding their mouth open and spitting in it.
Very funny.
Very funny. Kind of disgusting.
But
who's
really,
who of their friends that just watched them get knocked out, who's then going to challenge you? You just spit in this dude's mouth.
Honestly, someone might be incensed by that and want to fight you, but while you're pulling down their pants to jerk them off after you've laid them out.
Yeah.
And then
you gotta get the blood.
No. You don't understand. I'm gonna artificially inseminate his spouse and then I'm gonna beat up his kid.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely that.
Okay. Got it. Fantastic. I'm glad we got through that one.
I mean,
great.
So, like, real quick.
Yeah.
So, like, a personal question here. Yeah. Do you go through the fly there, or do you actually pull down the pants to get that done?
I think you unbutton, unzip.
Okay.
And then,
you don't pull down.
No, I think you just go in there because you're going to want to preserve it as much as possible. So you do need to, like, catch it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so the fact of you bring a receptacle
for that. Yep.
Yeah, that takes forethought.
Yeah,
you know you're going to win that.
Yeah,
when you brought that semen sample container.
Yeah.
And a turkey baster.
Yep. Was this worth that X-Paxus? Was this worth $150?
Well, in 51.
By the way, fuck you, Pony Danza. You didn't pay shit. This is all X-Paxus. The one true fan.
Yeah, that's
fuck
for
you,
real.
Pony. Yeah. Over on Comic Book Rundown, mm-hmm. I've been plugging the fact that we've been dropping these episodes. And that actually what I've been saying is we're supposed to record them. Tim keeps leaving me on red when I try to schedule stuff.
I do.
Yeah. And then I scream, fuck you, Tony Danza. You're not even a true fan because you didn't pay any money for a shirt.
That's right.
I don't care if you already had him. Get the banner. I'm like, I don't want to know where X-Paxus is.
X-Paxus, where are you putting that banner?
Yeah, where'd you put that? Is an expensive banner. I'd love to know where you put it.
Yeah.
I hope he hangs it at the top of a flagpole.
Ooh.
I really hope it's not.
I hope it's above the bed.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't. Really?
What do you mean?
That's weird.
How is it weird?
There's like a part of me that like is a little like endearing to the idea that we would be watching him make love.
Yeah. With bloody faces.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the one he got. Yeah. He got me the shirt, actually.
He got you that shirt?
He got everybody shirts.
I didn't get a shirt.
No, you got a shirt.
I didn't get a shirt.
You didn't get a shirt?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't get one?
No, I'm not messing
with you. I'm sure it's in the mail.
Oh
yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah. I'll just wait for it.
Yeah. No, it's in the mail.
Gay.
Bracket number four. Mm-hmm. Brought to us by the Rundown Reviews. Listen, at time of recording.
Yeah.
We are about to record the review episode of the animated Doctor Strange movie.
There's an animated Doctor Strange movie?
Yeah, it was so in like the mid 2000s. Marvel did a run of like animated movies.
Oh, all in the Ultimates universe too. Those first two Avengers direct to DVD things were actually pretty good.
They don't agree with you, but
well, they're
dumb. They are. I agree.
I wasn't going to say that.
Well, it's Joe.
Rude.
Well, he has it coming. Trust me.
But it's like that guy we knocked out and jerked off.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, preserve the bloodline. Mm-hmm. But the point is, I probably didn't. I wasn't able to find a copy of it because it doesn't actually exist unless it's on DVD.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to explain the plot to me. And I'm going to have to give a rating of 1 through 10 based on the plot explanation by them.
Gotcha.
At time of release, that probably is in the archives about a year back, knowing how Tim's going to take to edit this. So
I'm not editing these.
Yeah, but to like get them out. because, you know, the hard drive's going to crash again and we're going to lose the episodes and we got to re-record. So
no, I mean, the whole reason Elite Eight Showdown failed was because I stopped wanting to edit them. I'm not editing this.
No, yeah, I know, but like edit and then release. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, no, I get it. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're not going to edit it, but we're also not going to release it for like another year. Because you're going to be like, well, I want to wait. I want to wait till 10 episodes are done. And then in the last two, I'm just going to pretend like I just don't read your messages. It's a no pants, gentle touch, no poop fart. Oh,
God damn it. All right.
Versus.
Wait, no, hold on. Okay. Roll that back and repeat it, please.
A no pants, gentle touch, but no poop fart. So it's a clean fart.
Uh-huh.
A clean fart.
Yeah. A dry fart.
Yeah, but your butthole is touching the tip of their nose. Okay. So your bare ass is out.
Mm-hmm.
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 Actually, according to this, no pants would imply that you took your pants completely off. Shoes still on, though.
Yeah, taking jeans and underwear off over sneakers yeah, is
the worst.
Honestly, kind of a feat in itself. Yeah. So if you lay someone out and then you're like, watch this, and you just you clean sweep the pants off.
Uh-huh. It's true. Yeah. Especially when you're in a handicapped bathroom in Syracuse, shout out to Max. It's going up against, though, Tim, just taking one shoe.
When they wake up after their meeting and they're like, oh, where's my other shoe? And they're looking around for it because the other one is clearly there.
Yeah.
So it must have just been knocked off. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, they might look around for that for like dozens of minutes.
Yeah. And you also are going to set their car on fire just out of principle. So then they have to walk home with only one shoe.
One shoe. Oh, dude, they're getting blisters bad.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if they're walking past the dumpster, I mean, they're getting needles in their foot.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Especially and, behind Bearded Dragon. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. D's just chilling. He's going to make fun of you.
Well, that's how he makes money. But at the end of the day, to liken it back to one of our earlier episodes, one of the worst minor inconveniences in the world is wearing a sock and stepping in something wet.
That's true.
It's going to happen when you're walking home, especially after your car's on fire.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. So wet sock or dry fart?
Yeah. Wet sock or dry fart. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Once again, I have to dial it back to the intent, right?
Right.
To know you had a dry fart loaded.
Yeah.
And like if it was wet or if there was like some afterbirth, I don't know what the
good Lord, man,
the biological terminology for that would be.
It's afterbirth. Yep.
But the fact that you like prepped that and like if it was wet, that's gross. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's gross.
But like
taking a shit on somebody is disrespectful.
Yeah, it very much is.
But if
and yucky, right?
Yeah.
Like, but a dry fart.
A dry fart.
Like they're not, well, maybe they'll get pink eye from it, but their eyes are closed because they're laid out.
Yep.
Oof.
It could wake them up.
It's like kind of like a smelling salt. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite.
I eat a lot of ammonia too, so like
super fair.
Uh huh.
Yeah, gefilte fish, delicious. One of my favorite TikToks ever is this just very gay man about to do just the craziest power lift I've ever seen. Very slender, very well built. Just
lean.
Yeah, lean, gorgeous. Lean means smothered, covered. You know what I mean?
Like Waffle House hash browns.
Yes. And he does the just most beautiful Palm Murray. It's a dance. A ballerina dance.
I thought it was a dog.
No, I believe it's a Palm Murray.
Okay. Wait, the dog or the move?
The move.
Okay.
Yeah. Right after he takes a bunch of smelling salts, he goes, fuck!
Okay.
And then proceeds to just lift 350 dead weight like it was nothing.
Bro.
Right. Holy shit.
Good on you.
I started using smelling salts at the gym.
So I have a lot of questions. It like works real well, right?
Apparently.
Like I don't need to do heroin before the gym anymore.
No, I'm doing a clean 450 clinch.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wait, 450?
Yeah, 450.
On a deadlift?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Dude, fucking good.
I'm pressing 375.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do that unless I do smelling salts. Otherwise, I'm clanking maybe 90 if I'm lucky. But those smelling salts, when they kick in, an absolute menace.
All right.
Yeah, I am pressing 350. I'm banging just everybody. I'm just like, you next over here. And then we're clanking and banging. The weight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, not that one dude's wife or whatever.
No. Okay. No better than that.
Shout out to Dan.
Yeah. But
that's both a recent reference and a very old reference.
Yep.
Wrapped up into one.
Yep. Thank God he doesn't listen. Anyway.
He probably will. He's a good dude. He'll probably listen.
Uh-huh.
Dan, we appreciate you.
Well, slow down. No pants. Gentle touch. No poop fart.
Yeah, no poop fart.
No poop fart?
Moving on.
Really?
Yeah.
Overtaking one shoe.
Like, I get it. It's super funny to me.
Yeah, it's really funny.
That's more of like a, what a dick, that guy, versus like, yo, once again, that's cold.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, positioned his diet ahead of time.
That's true.
To be able to do this.
That's true. Okay, that's super funny.
A shoe's an afterthought.
I will say this, though.
Yeah.
One thing that is really fun is you take one shoe and then you tie the other one way too tight.
They're gonna lose a toe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. That's what
hopefully they took their metformin. Like, let's go.
Shout out to metformin. Keep my mom alive. Bracket. It's first semifinal bracket time.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to us. Do we have any other sponsors I should be know about?
Oh, actually, a lot more now.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want a surprising one?
Yeah.
Are you actually ready for this? You're not gonna believe it.
Okay.
You can get your first month.
Uh huh.
Free.
Okay.
By using code professional casual.
Uh-huh.
For Blue Chew.
We finally got Blue Chew after all these years?
Mm-hmm. We've had it for about 6 months. I have not talked about it on any other show. It was exclusively saved for this.
Fuck.
First month free.
Oh.
At bluechew.com.
Yo, I might. I've heard it's not terrible.
Their TikTok campaigns have been real aggressive recently.
They have. I've noticed that.
Yep.
They used to be all over every single like professional wrestling podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And like now they seem to be like hitting hard on the TikToks.
Yep.
Is it dialed down enough where I'm not going to have to go to the hospital?
I don't know. I put them in a dehydrator and make jerky out of them.
Actually super fucking smart.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
Okay. That's super fair. I've heard take half. That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard too.
Yeah. Just to be safe.
Yep. But
interesting. I'll do it anyway. Cool. Well, I'll report back. It is booping them on the nose. Going up against telling them you're going to kick their ass and then show them how to clean it and then wiping their ass with a dude wipe.
So this is tough.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, shit. No, that's probably not.
Yeah,
probably. I don't know. The boop on the nose, once again, you know, kind of in the same way that like I gave up on the taking the shoe thing. It's kind of an afterthought.
Yeah,
you don't have to prep to boop someone on the nose.
Okay.
However,
yeah,
you do have to have that dude wipe in your back pocket.
Absolutely.
Because you're not using an Equate wipe for that. Like,
no.
You're not going to Walmart and buying the off brands, which is significantly cheaper.
Yeah.
Shout out to Equate, not a sponsor. But
could be, though.
It could be.
I mean, we got Blue Chew.
Walmart, what are you up to?
Yo, actually.
Hit your girl up.
Also, very aggressive TikTok campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I will say, like, I
do hate you it. Know what I love about Walmart? That's what I hear a lot.
They're a real contender to take down Amazon Prime for local, quicker delivery.
Yeah, super
with
fair.
With their things. So, like...
they're Walmart Plus or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. I don't really get
it. So, like, and it's one of those things, right? Like, if you're in a metropolis, in a metropolitan area...
Sure.
Which I think is all three ice cream flavors in one.
Yeah.
But they actually deliver it to you within...
Yeah, but you have to be short.
Well, correct.
Yeah.
Well, kind of a myth. But he was 5'10". That's how tall Dan is. You have to, you know, if you live in Vegas,
yeah,
Amazon will get you your stuff in like 30 minutes.
It's like 3/4 of a JB.
It is about, actually, yeah, I think that math checks.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure JB is taller than Dan.
But Amazon can get you your stuff in 20 minutes if you're in one of those places.
That's
if you're not, though.
Today.
Like.
Today.
Walmart, they will
number
actually,
two.
They will get it to you quick. If you're on the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And you need another dude wipe, Amazon will in fact deliver that in a couple hours. Or I'm sorry, Walmart.
Yeah.
If you're in an area like we are, which is definitely Ooh. West, only out of New York, 13861.
Yeah.
But
P.O. box G.
P.O. box G for G. That dude went down fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I have to like stick with what I've already said and answered sure. with, and that is more prep.
Yeah,
is required to really be cold and disrespectful. Right. The boop is awesome. The boop is great.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah,
top contender.
Sure,
but having that dude wipe and then emasculating them by treating them like a little mommy because they're a little boopsy, like made a mistake, and you wipe them up. Yeah, that's colder. That is so colder.
And it's so premeditated. Like, you're like,
yeah,
I'm going to kick your ass and then I'm going to show you how to clean it.
Yep. I kept that dude wipe in the freezer specifically because if I put it in my wallet, it would get too warm and probably dry out.
Oh.
So, like, I've prepped this. I have my Raise Energy cooler with some dude wipes and ice in it just to keep it nice and fresh.
That's very sweet of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dude wipe moving on.
Follow-up question.
Yeah, sure.
Menthol dude wipe or standard dude wipe?
Oh, no, shea butter.
Oh.
Have you had the shea butter yet?
No.
Oh, fucking game changer, bud.
Slides in?
Yeah, actually real nice.
Okay.
Really, like if you got some chafing going on from shaving your butthole, by the way, shave your buttholes.
No, don't.
Yeah.
No. I'm not going to get into the details on this one. Don't shave your buttholes. Next time you fart, it just comes out. And you're like, oh, there's nothing blocking this whatsoever.
Yeah, you do more squats, you strengthen your glutes, and then you shave your butthole. Uh-huh. So your ass gets cleaner. It's the difference of wiping porcelain versus wiping grass.
Yeah.
Right.
Grass is like a natural barrier.
But you never really get it clean.
Yeah.
I'm not walking around being poopy pants.
Well,
I try very hard to not to ever since
the incident. Yeah, no, I remember.
ever since Anthony's at the time 6-year-old daughter said, "It's not that I don't like you. You're just loud and smelly all the time." I'm very aware of my butt smell.
Yo,
because she was ass height most of the time. Would I fart every time she walked past? Yeah, on purpose. But that's fuck them kids.
Do you know what took me out of 40K?
Huh?
Was the time that that particular person came by and slapped my butt while I was playing 40K.
That's weird.
It really weirded me out. I was like, man, I don't want to play here or this game anymore.
Yeah, super fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I probably bought those models. Other semifinal bracket. Brought to us by, you got anybody? The Twitch?
Frontline Gaming. Frontlinegaming.org. Use our link. It'll be in the show notes. It helps support us directly. And okay. Frontline Gaming's... their prices are well below retail, kind of like built in like 20% off.
Yeah, they're better. Not as good as Beer Dry Games Online.
No, it is. Because Frontline actually pays us, but like.
Oh, that's super fair. Yeah. But they don't take out our trash.
Oh, no, that's.
Yeah, yep. That's the trade off.
That's fair.
Yep. Never forget the trash, Tim. Shout out to my ex. It's jerky. It's jerking them off to get their semen samples so their significant other can be artificially inseminated so they can raise the kid to adulthood and then you knock that kid out.
So just a side note real quick. Has Rundown Reviews or Comic Book Rundown done Nemesis yet?
No.
So the premise of Nemesis is like, what if Batman was just a huge dickhead?
Sounds just like a Batman comic.
It does, except he's a villain.
Okay.
And one of his big power moves is to effectively take the equivalent of Superman's kids.
Okay.
Steals the son's DNA and impregnates the daughter with it.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So it was like, I'm gruesome Batman at first. And then he does something like that. And it's like...
That's like not even Joker would go that far.
No, it was real dark.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was this written by the same guy who wrote The Boys?
Garth Ennis. Because
that seems like something that would happen in The Boys.
No. It's the other guy I really like that wrote like...
Mark Millar?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yep. It was Mark Millar.
Yeah. We regularly bring up the fact that you like Mark Millar and they don't. It's weird. Yeah.
You know, to be fair, like as time has gone on, I've reread or rewatched. Actually, I think it was for Comic Book Rundown.
Yeah, you did.
I reread Wanted and I was like,
doesn't age well.
Yeah.
I think most of the stuff from the 2000s doesn't actually
age well. It doesn't. Outside of the Ultimate Universe.
Well, all right. I guess so.
And Civil War. I mean, dude, like him and Bendis were like Civil War.
Okay, that's super fair. It's a no pants, gentle touch, no poop fart. Versus jerking them off to get their semen sample so their significant other can be artificially inseminated so you can raise a child and then knock that kid out too.
This is really the finals, man. This is rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think because of the... Okay, so here's here's how it gets decided, right?
Okay.
One is prep.
Yeah.
One is prep and post work.
Yes.
And significant post work.
It's like you have to track
it's,
that kid.
Yeah, it's over like it's over a 10-year bit.
Yeah.
I can change my diet for a day to have a dry fart.
Yeah.
But to actually follow up and send in the kid and Yeah, jerking them off and stealing their seed to impregnate their spouse and then beating up their kid once it's born. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it clearly shows intent.
That's true. Mm-hmm. They premeditated.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. To another worldly degree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might have dry farts on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You might
like popcorn, but they give me dry farts.
Maybe you go to Burger King every day and you're like, no burger, no bun. I just want the, I actually just want the bun and the wrapper. Like, I don't want any moisture in my body.
Do you eat the wrapper too?
Well, I think if you're training for a dry fart after knocking someone out, yeah, you probably do.
Sure. You try those Royal Crispy wraps?
No.
Really?
Do you know what I have been eating a lot of?
What's
like way too much of? Is the chizza from KFC.
That's just a chicken parm.
Yeah.
It's just a chicken parm.
Without a bun.
With pepperoni on top.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, people were acting like it was, like, it was this new and inventive creative thing. It's like,
I didn't treat it like that. I said this was very good. I feel awful while and post eating it, but I'm not going to stop.
How's the tomato sauce? Is it good?
It's a little sweet, honestly, for my liking, but there's not a ton of it on there.
Okay.
So
they must know you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But the salt from both the mozzarella, the pepperoni, and the fried chicken really kind of overpowers the sweetness. So you kind of don't notice it.
That makes sense. Shout out to Richie.
Dude, that dude will make your big box bigger for only a buck. Let me tell you.
Producer now.
Still enemy of the network.
Yeah, forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Personally, my enemy. Come to my birthday party.
You did come to your birthday party. With his wife and kids.
Yeah. It was great. Listen, your friends actually paid, so it was pretty rad. Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Wait, did I not pay?
Huh?
Did I not pay?
No, you guys did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my friends paid. Other people's friends, who I was really adamant that, you know what, we'll talk about it off air.
All right, all right. No, I got it. I think I got the plot.
Yeah. Jerking off, moving on.
You can't move on without jerking someone else off.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true. It's our finals, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling them you're going to kick their ass.
Well, hold on. Is this bracket sponsored by anyone?
Oh, I don't know. Is it? It's finals.
It totally is. Monument Hobbies. Use code professional casual.
I left checkout. And then you guys got Monument.
Yeah.
Like I was jerking them off as much as I could. And I never got anything.
Well, you remember at Adepticon that first year, that dude we were jerking off.
Yeah.
For a while that had like a similar last name as me. Yeah. He worked for Monument. He doesn't work there anymore, but listen, he hooked us up. Yeah. So 5% off every order, 10% off your first order by using professional casual at checkout.
I'm going to use the shit out of that because I want to try their new noosh.
I just picked some up for Lindsay, actually. Yeah. Listen, it tastes great.
Yeah. It's really cool. You mix it and it acts. It works like oil wash, but it's acrylic.
Yep.
Yeah. It's pretty rad. It's going to make your shit just look good.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have to buy oil pens anymore, although Michael's did just open in town.
They did.
So I can finally get like good, high quality grade oil paint to make washes with.
They had $2 shirts. We bought like 50 shirts. And Lindsay has been in the sweatshop making PCN and Wait Till I Roll the Wild shirts for cons.
Oh, good for her. You know, she doesn't have enough to do. It's telling them they're going to kick their ass. And then show them how to clean it and then wiping their ass with a dude wipe versus jerking them off to get their semen sample. So their significant other can be artificially inseminated so they can raise the child to adulthood. So you can then knock that kid out too.
Okay. So there's a couple things we need to discuss between these two.
Absolutely. As we do.
One is the coldest thing you can do right after. Like anyone else is seeing you lay this dude out or woman or whatever. You can punch anyone you want. It's America.
Right. That's true. But brother, sister, gender resistor, everyone's catching hands.
Correct. Is the crowd there going to also follow the birth of the kid and then you beating them up? Or is it all about kind of the initial impact of you wiping their bare butt?
No, because much like America, the second the fight's over, nobody gives a shit anymore and they move on to the next thing that's bothering them.
Okay. I mean, so, I mean, that kind of leans one way or the other, right? But like,
because that
think about the YouTube video that references that video from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, here's where that kid is now. And here's me beating him up and also dry farting on his face.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. As an investment professional.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
You know, you forgot it.
Yeah.
I just thought of it too.
I'll bring it tomorrow.
Okay. The investment in number one, making sure that you have the skills enough to jerk them off to completion.
Yeah.
Hopefully they were gooning or something like that. And like, it's an easier job.
Yeah.
But,
jelking.
Jelking is very different.
Well, no, I know, but it makes it easier.
Does it?
I thought more to work with.
Fair. Yeah. Yep.
It's like, you know, full hand versus like just a, like Dan.
By the way, have you seen those TikToks where they talk about
for jelking? No.
No,
that's not a TikTok.
It's an obvious like blowjob machine, but they're like, "Are your fingers sore? Have you tried this finger massager?" And it's obviously a fleshlight that's motorized. Like, great. It's really funny.
People did figure out that a fleshlight does fit perfectly in the Dune bucket. The Dune 2 bucket. Yep. Okay. Somebody was like, "Hey, I got this. Look," and they drop it in, and then they're like, "There you go. So you actually can."
I mean, you always could, but like,
yeah. But like, why build a house with a hammer when you can do it with power tools? You know what I mean?
I mean, you got a great point. That's a great point.
It's true.
Hold the popcorn, extra butter.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep.
R.I.P. Pee Wee Herman.
All right.
But yeah,
he did nothing wrong.
He really didn't. He was in a porn theater.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Get off his nuts. Like. Yeah.
Whatever. Dead, so you should get off of
him. Whatever, grandma printing, cutting out his picture in the Daily Star.
You're a piece of shit.
She's dead, but yeah.
Yeah, but still, you're a piece of shit for reporting him.
Oh, yeah, she didn't report him.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's a fucked up thing to do when you're in there.
Yeah, who does that? For real, who does that?
Cops.
Mm.
Probably a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just seems like one of those things, like, whoever reported Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubenfeld was his real name before he changed it to join the guild.
Yep.
But the Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know.
No, I thought you were WoW Guild.
Oh, no. Pee Wee Herman, dead Pee Wee Herman is not in our WoW Guild. But
check out Tuesday's stream world. Tim will start a new WoW character called Dead Pee Wee Herman.
I don't think the characters fit. We'll figure it out, though.
Yeah.
D-E-D. Oh, yeah.
Herman.
Pee-wee, yeah.
Yeah, P-W yeah. Herman. You can make it fit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can make anything fit. You spit on it first.
Yeah, but, that's true. Yeah. That's a thing.
But yeah, no, the dude in the theater that reported Pee Wee Herman obviously finished way too quick. And was like, there's another hour in this movie.
Right.
What's that guy doing over there?
Right.
I'm going to go tell on him.
Right. I'm uncomfortable about my premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or he couldn't get hard. It's one of the two, right? It's obviously someone embarrassed about their performance in the dark at a porn theater.
Yeah.
But, you know, c'est la vie.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
The dry fart, I feel, is a very, very, very good contender.
But once that's again, not here. It's the dude wipe versus the jerk.
Oh, yeah. It's butts versus nuts.
Yep.
Once again, I appreciate the long con.
Yeah, same.
So I feel like I have to go with jerking that dude off and then impregnate his wife. Via artificial insemination and then letting that kid grow up, making sure that they're cared for and are strong enough for you to then beat the bricks off of later.
Absolutely. Brooklyn style.
Yep.
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 With your buddy.
With your butt. Wait, what?
Yeah. Brooklyn style.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. So when Iron Man gets tag teamed by two dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you find out that the other dude's best friend murdered your parents and made you an orphan. You then get beat up by those two people, Brooklyn style.
Yep.
Yep.
Brooklyn
yep.
style. Yep. Captain America.
Yeah.
Scumbag. Straight up scumbag.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, actually, it's pretty heated over at Comic Book Rundown how much people don't. Iron Man's kind of not a good person outside of.
Just yeah, but that everyone one knows that.
That's true.
You know
that's
what I mean? True. Like he's
our scumbag.
Correct.
Yeah.
Captain America should not be doing that.
That's true.
Have some empathy, Captain America. Your yeah. best friend, who also blew up a whole bunch of buildings.
That's true.
And killed a bunch of people, including yes. what should be one of your allies' dad?
Uh-huh.
You know, get over yourself, Captain America. You're yeah. a dickbag.
Who do you think you fucking are?
Tisdale, don't listen to this episode.
Tisdale, fuck you. You didn't buy a shirt either. Piece of shit. Call yourself a fan of Tim? You call yourself Tim's friend? No, he doesn't do that.
No, he very aggressively doesn't yeah. say that, actually.
That's true. That's true. He messages me at like 2 o'clock in the morning, just like, fuck that fucking Tim. I'm glad you left that show and that network. And I'm just like, who are you?
Dude, he does the same thing to me and my kids. It's weird. It's weird. He had to take Ryan's phone away. He kept messaging him things. Fucking your dad's a dickhead. It's like, dude, Tisdale, just lay off, man. He knows.
He knows.
He lives with me. Yeah. He gets it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm gonna mule kick your. I got a year then because I was
yeah.
I my goal at the gym was to get strong enough to be able to mule kick your 12-year-old through a piece of drywall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have till November. It's actually a pretty decent amount of time.
Oh, well, your birthday is coming up, so that makes sense. It is in June.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop here and for me to. Get real mad about it, but like
no, oh. I remember
uh-huh.
going to your birthday party.
Already don't like this. Yeah, already know where this is going.
And being told that I should apologize.
Oh, this is not where I thought it was going.
For for throwing something at someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then being told,
oh I no, should... never mind. It's going where I thought it was.
and then being told. That if I had done that, it would have been very funny to specifically only me because they were so hormonal from being pregnant that they would have just been unbelievably angry that I had done it.
Yeah.
Then cut 2 years later and we come to pass with each other at an Aldi's. And we just stared at each other and I went, hey, how you doing? She went, fuck you. And just kept walking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I may have made up that last part, but, she definitely didn't say anything nice. Because she didn't say anything at all.
Okay. Well, I mean, come on. Those are two very different things.
Well, her eyes said, fuck you.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has resting B eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a, oh, fuck you. It was a fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, I remember you at Tim's birthday party yep. throwing a 90s reference card game at me.
Yeah.
And I said, can you toss me that? And you spiked it at her.
First off.
Which was, again, very funny.
If you say, mm-hmm. throw me that,
yep.
and you are all the way across the lawn, how am I going to get it to you? 4 feet
away, but yeah.
No, she was on the other side of the lawn. Not lengthwise, widthwise, but it's still the other side of the lawn.
My whole yard is like 10 feet wide. What are you talking about?
She was on one side of the fence and I was standing in the driveway wanting to leave because I had just gotten there.
Yeah, that's revisionist history.
What? It, really?
Yeah.
Well,
is you it? Were definitely not in the driveway. You were definitely like point blank.
No.
Yeah. She was which is why side. It was funny.
She was on the other side of the lawn. You're crazy. No, religious sister, don't make me sound like the bad guy. You say throw something to me, you're halfway across the lawn, I'm going to hurl it at you.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The second it leaves my hand, it's no longer my responsibility to make sure you catch it. You know it's coming at you.
Sorry, I lost my first two kids.
Fucking it's true. Just fucking get a hand up.
Yeah, for real.
Who is to blame when... somebody in a baseball game mm-hmm. when somebody throws a ball to a base person and they don't catch it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the catcher.
Exactly.
Okay.
Doesn't matter how bad the throw is, yeah.
nope.
the catcher needs to get to the ball.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I stand by this. Tell me with your eyes to go fuck myself in an Aldi's. I'm just trying to fucking find ripe avocados, which is impossible.
And Aldi's, yeah, because it's all organic, so they literally go bad in like 4 seconds.
Yeah, but they're like rock hard up till then.
Yep.
Yeah, you got a solid 20-minute window to
eat. They're great throwing avocado, honestly, because they're so hard. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, or wait till they're rotten, then they explode. Mm-hmm. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, guys, we have a winner.
We do.
We have it done.
And it's the Jimmy Dean Biscuit Roll-Ups. Sausage, egg, and cheese, 10 grams of protein. Get fun family breakfast rolling.
That looks
Jimmy Dean.
That looks disgusting.
Wait, really? I think that looks good.
It looks like an egg roll.
Yeah, it looks like a...
But is it a pancake?
Looks like something. No, it's a biscuit.
Oh, I don't like round biscuits. I don't like tubular biscuits.
Two biscuits? Yeah, fair.
Yeah. If you like this show, great. There's only 9 left. That's it. So enjoy it while you can. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's not how the show ends.
I have been your host, Big Chuck.
Okay.
For Tim, he believes in the comic book rundown logic of the kill count. So technically 9/11 was only 2 kills.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, Tim. That's.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know.
I agree.
I don't know why you would say that. I mean, I agree with you.
No.
I agree with you in that the comic book logic makes a lot of sense. Okay?
Yeah.
One attack is one kill regardless of how many people it hits. So if a bomb, like, for instance, in Star Wars, when they blow up Alderaan, that's one kill. Just like in Lord of the Rings, when Legolas takes down the elephant, it's one kill. I get it, Tim.
I
understand. Nope, it just feels like it's in poor taste for you to think that 9/11 was only 2 kills. We should put a disclaimer at the beginning of this episode of maybe listen with headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think if anyone's coming back to Elite Eight Showdown, they should know.
You'd be surprised. There were people who would play this for their kids.
Yeah. Shout out to Pony Danza.
Shout out to Pony Danza.
Well,
fuck you, Pony Danza.
Well, no, his daughter's probably old enough now to also still not be, you know, of the right age group to listen to this.
That's true.
So,
yeah. Oh, I have a thing to show you later. It's really, really funny.
Nice.
About Pony Danza specifically.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he knows. with that being said, we say goodbye. Stay safe. And remember to leave the blood on the bracket for 9 more episodes. Because this is Elite Eight Showdown. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh my god. That's not the one I thought.
Oh my god. Well, nope. Okay. All right. Shout out to Quinn.
All right, shout out to Quinn.